Back to football now. Students at Florida State University have four straight days to enjoy the game. The school instituted a new fall break, releasing students from classes yesterday and today, perfectly timed to coincide with a big game last night against Clemson. The good news for Florida State? They won the nationally televised game. The bad news, as NPR's Tom Golden reports, university officials are having to fend off critics who say the four-day holiday is another example of academics playing second fiddle to athletics.
At 1:30 this morning in Tallahassee, Florida State sophomore Ryan Harper was hanging out with friends at his Phi Sigma Kappa fraternity house. They made the decision not to join the hordes of students at local clubs like Potbelly's and the Late Night Library. Instead, it would be low-key partying for Harper. Fun, but hardly normal for a weeknight.
No. Thursday night, I'm in bed by now.
But no self-respecting football fan like Ryan Harper could get to bed after this nerve-jangling Thursday night.
Now it's Greg Jones back in there.
Last night's nationally televised game on ESPN between Florida State and Clemson was hailed as Bowden Bowl 4, the fourth meeting between FSU's legendary coach Bobby Bowden and his son Tommy, the Clemson coach. Dad, the legend, won 48-31. While Florida State fans celebrated, spokesman Frank Murphy said university officials gave a quick cheer and said, "That's the end of that."
We will not host a game when classes are in session, ever again.
The great fall break controversy, says Murphy, began years ago when Florida State began exploring ways to give students time off in the fall. 90% of FSU students, he says, have families at least 250 miles from campus. This was a way to let them travel home. Officials knew they were locked into last night's football game as part of an ESPN TV contract as a way to avoid a huge convergence of football fans, school-going students, and government employees, a possible safety hazard. The university decided to implement the first fall break around the FSU-Clemson game. Classes were canceled Thursday and Friday. What seemed like a good solution to the administration was fodder for critics, who said it was just another example of a football powerhouse like Florida State making a sports decision at the expense of education. Frank Murphy.
Well, they don't take precedence over academics, and I think the fact that we have said that we had a problem, we solved it, but we said we're not going to have this problem in the future.
Still, some on campus think harm already has been done. One professor fired off an email saying whatever the reasons behind the decision, it doesn't reflect well on the university. Florida State has had a reputation for extracurricular fun. The school regularly ranks in the top 10 in a survey of so-called party schools, a ranking that sophomore Ryan Harper thinks is unfair.
Every college that you attend has a lot of parties. I don't care what school it is. Every college does it. It's just, I guess, we have more publicity because we're a football school.
There will be fall breaks from now on at Florida State, not coinciding with football games. The 2 days of classes from this week will be rescheduled. Some students, like Ryan Harper, took advantage of the break by traveling home today. Others, when they finally woke up, faced the daunting task of scrubbing off all that football face paint. Tom Goldman, NPR News.